היום יום רביעי, התשיעי לינואר 1985, ואנחנו משוחחים עם מר יצחק ברנארד פן קריפלד מדנהג, שמבקר בארץ וידוע היה כבעל תפילה וחזן בהולנד. המנהג המקורי הוא אשכנז. Now your mother's name, you said Esther Bobbe, right? From where did she came, or where was she born?
My mother was also born in The Hague.
In The Hague. But can you remember the origin of her family that she told you about?
I'm sure that her family is also from Holland. My father's family and my mother's family, yes, both are very old Dutch families.
I see.
I know that my father's family, yes, came in Holland in 1680.
From where?
From Germany. From Krefeld.
Krefeld.
From the town Krefeld.
Ah, I see. Let me please, what languages do you speak? First of all, your mother tongue.
My mother tongue is Dutch.
Dutch. What else?
I learned in school German,
yes,
French,
yes,
and English.
Yes. And your Hebrew? Yes.
And I learned somewhat Hebrew in the school,
mm-hmm,
but that was translating from Hebrew, Tanakh,
yeah,
in Holland, in Dutch.
Yes.
My difficulty is that I see words,
yes,
I remember what it is,
yeah,
but to know, to say it directly in Hebrew, yes, that's my difficulty.
Of course.
So I think when I should be here in Israel, half a year,
yeah,
and I only had to speak, mm-hmm, Hebrew, I should...
You will manage.
I should manage.
Yeah, I
think so.
Good. Tell me, please, what is your profession?
I am a retired civil engineer.
Civil
engineer. I'm retired since the 1st of October of last year.
Mm-hmm. What's your specific field in engineering?
I did bridge building of bridges and sluices, all what has to be done with water. For in Holland is very much water.
Yes, yes.
And I have to do all with the canals, all sorts to do with the canals. So to build bridges over it, sluices in it, make roofs on it, and so on.
Very interesting. Yes. Tell me...
And all that's in concrete.
Mm-hmm.
In concrete, all kinds of concrete, and in wood, and in mm-hmm, iron, and so on.
Did you have ever another profession?
Yes.
Through the
yes,
war.
I've also been a teacher for... Concrete technology.
Where?
In The Hague. Also in The Hague.
Oh, where? In which institution?
I don't know. Perhaps I can... You have the... It was a course for boys that had ended their study for... Practicum,
mm-hmm,
and then it was a course in the level of you know, in Holland we have two levels of technology,
mm-hmm,
in it, that's the, we call it the HTS,
mm-hmm,
and the university.
HTS.
HTS, that is the middle.
Middle.
Uh-huh. Between the primary school,
yes,
and the university.
Is it like gymnasium or
no? It's
in high school.
No, it's above high school.
Above high school.
Or yes, for when you enter the HTS, you must have,
mm-hmm,
the diploma of the high school.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Huh?
I understand.
So it's a professional school, and now this is my what I did. That's, let me say, the fourth year of the university.
Very. What was the institution? How was the name of the institution where you taught? Was it a university or what was it?
It was something between university and that had, yes.
What had
it,
a name?
It had a name. Concrete construction.
School.
A course. Okay. Course
and,
for.
And who financed it? Who was it?
Partly the boys that studied.
Yes.
And mostly the government.
A government.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Your father's name. What was your father's name?
Yisachar. Yeah, that's the same as Bernard.
Yisachar van Krevel.
Okay.
And he was also.
So in shul, I am Yitzchak ben Yisachar.
Of course. Yisachar. Now, you are an engineer, but on the other hand, do you have a Jewish kind of profession, like a Rav, a Chazan, a Bal Kore,
no.
A Bal Tokea, a Moher?
No, none of this. I'm an amateur Chazan.
I see. What?
I've been very, very long time in the Waard of the community.
Yeah, of course. But I'm talking not about active work in it. How many Jewish people are in Den Haag?
Now?
Yes.
I think that's now totally, I think, 2,000.
2,000. And how many were before the war when you were brought up?
17,000 to 18,000.
18,000. Yeah. And how many Bate Knesset or Minyanim are now in Den Haag?
There are two Minyanim.
Yes.
One in The Hague and one in Scheveningen. That's the
Waard. But in Den Haag, only one.
In Den Haag, only. Yes, and then there is a progressive.
Yes.
Unit.
Yes.
I'm speaking now of the conservative.
Yes, the Orthodox.
The old-fashioned. Yes. How many people come to the progressive, I don't know.
Yeah.
But in our Wette Knesset, I think.
In a Shabbat.
Each Shabbat come 40 to 50 people.
In the Shabbat evening or in the morning?
No, in the morning.
In
the evening it's
15.
Yeah.
Is there a minyan through the weekdays, through the week?
No, we try to have it on Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
And when there is a yahrzeit,
mm-hmm.
then there is always means. And then it's made in.
What is the name of the Beit HaKnesset? It has a name?
No.
No. You said there are two. What is the next one?
In Scheveningen.
Aha.
And that's a little minion. That's, I think there come 12 to 14, maximum 20.
How far is Scheveningen to Den Haag?
1 kilometer. It's one.
I see.
I can't say it's why you come. It's outskirts.
I see. Okay. What is the address of the synagogue? Can you please write it down here?
Where?
Here.
I take my own.
Is there also a telephone there?
Is it a telephone?
No.
But it can change next year.
I see. Tell me, who is the rabbi there? there a rabbi?
Yes.
Tell me. Yes. Just talk.
The rabbi that's...
Yes.
From
here.
The...
Here.
Here?
Yes.
Here?
Yes. He was also born there.
He is also born there. But he went from Holland to England.
Yes.
Got there is Micha.
Yes.
And Craig to help us.
Hem.
Van der Kamp. Van der
Kamp.
Kamp.
And how old is he now?
I think he is now 36, 37.
Oh,
I think.
Yes, he's younger.
And you have a chazan there?
We have a chazan.
And what is the name?
And that's Rodriguez Pereira.
Yes.
Tzvi?
Yes. Right, Tzvi. Rodriguez Pereira. How old is he?
Twenty-four.
He was also born in Den Haag?
No. He's born somewhere in the east, exactly. Perhaps in Nijmegen or so, but not in The Hague. And that's interesting. He is a Sephardi.
Yes, according to the name.
Rodriguez is a Sephardi. Yeah.
And how that he knows your tunes and Nusra?
He don't know. He learns them from me.
Really? That's interesting.
Something. Not that he knows. He knows something, but he's learning from me. That's one of the reasons that I put him on tapes.
I see. Tell me, how many Bate Knesset were before the war? Do you remember?
That was the great synagogue in the Wagenstraat. That was the second synagogue in the Molstraat. That was the third synagogue in the Heiringkade. Then there was a synagogue in the Zuidenhout. That was first was that Linjan, and that became in, I think, 1936. I think that it was a quite new synagogue built, and then it was a shul of the community. Then there was in Duinoord, in the Stellenbosstraat, there was a shul, was a Bate Knesset, and in the what's it called? There was no six. And that were all Ashkenazi.
Yes.
Then there were Minyanim for the Jews that came from Poland. They had their own Minyan.
For the Jews or no?
For the old ones.
Yes.
There were two. One on the Harstenhoekweg. Op Scheveningen. And one, more. There was one in the Zaanstraat, and there was one in the Limburg-Stierumstraat. There was one on the Stille Veerkade. So there were four special minyanim.
What kind of minyanim they have? The Hasidim?
Hasidim.
What Hasidim? That was, do you remember
that
the
I
name?
I
forgot to ask about your father. What was his profession?
It was butcher.
A butcher.
A kosher butcher. Yeah.
And who wanted to you to be an engineer? You or your father? Who made you an engineer?
I could learn very good.
Yes, but
And then my father said, you marry, I think you must go and study. You mustn't be a butcher, you must go and study. So he said, you must go to the school and you must go over.
But who decided? What are you going to learn?
First I went to the high school.
Yes.
And you want to know how I became a civil engineer?
Yes.
I always planned to be I wanted to be a doctor.
Really?
But we had no money for the study. So I went to one of those people that has money from foundations and so on. And the president of of one of that foundations was a doctor himself. He said, "Why will you do you want to be a doctor? Why?" I said, I like that. I think it's a very nice profession." I said, "No, you mustn't think that doctor is more than others. Doctor is a profession as all other professions.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so that you are called to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a profession like all professions. When you have no money, it's very hard to be a doctor."
Mm-hmm.
He advised me.
Yeah.
I said, "When I see your
curricula,
what you have done in the high school, I should advise you go to Delft, that's the technical high school,
mm-hmm.
and ask there. I think you better be an engineer than a doctor." And so I went to Delft
mm-hmm.
and asked there, what are the possibilities here? I got the booklet, read in it, and I saw, when you have good numbers for mathematics and for drawing and so on, then you must be a civil engineer. When you are good in this and so on, and then I choose for civil engineer.
Mm-hmm.
And the second time I should do the same.
Yes, very good, very nice. Now I want to ask you about your education from the childhood, and three kinds of education. One is your education in school and all. The other is your musical education, if you had, and I am talking about synagogue. It is also the same for me, musical education. Where did you acquire the music which you know? And the third one, your education in Jewishness, in Heder, and learning, and so on and so forth. Now, till you were 6 years old, what did you learn and where, from whom, in these three fields? At home, at a rabbi, I don't know.
Till six,
yes. Till you entered your formal education.
I was in. I went to the school when I was three.
Which kind of school?
It's
kindergarten. Jewish one?
No, that wasn't there
uh-huh.
at that time. And I got all of what I know. I learned from my parents.
What did you learn from your parents? Was there at home some kind of singing together?
We had a good family. My father spent very much time for the children, so he told us, and he learned with us.
What?
Learning Jewish, learning Hebrew,
yes.
I learned from my father. When I was four, I went with him to the shul, to the Beit Knesset.
Yes, every Shabbat.
Every Shabbat. Yes, my father was a kosher butcher.
Or every Monday and
not every Monday and Thursday.
But sometimes.
Sometimes I went by the weeks. Yes.
Ah, and what did you all learn from your father, from your mother, maybe?
What?
You get education at home. What?
Yeah.
There were stories about, I don't know.
Oh, yes. That's the beginning of the Nach. Let me say this. He told us about Jewish history, about Abraham, Yitzchak, Jacob.
Yeah. And on Shabbat, maybe he told about the parasha. Now we are reading about Yosef, and he was in Egypt.
Yes, that was not. How do you call that? Not an hour. Not each Shabbat.
I see.
He didn't take us together, but when it comes, so he told about.
Good. How big was your family?
I had two sisters. and two sisters. Mm-hmm. Not when I was three, then I was the eldest one.
I see.
My sisters were younger than me.
Now after six, by the way, did you, when you went to bed, did you pray Israel? And Hamalach HaGoel?
Hamalach HaGoel, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And later Hamapil.
Yes. Now, after six, between six and 12, what did you do? What was your education? You went to school.
I went to school, to the normal school.
Yes.
And I went also to a Jewish school to get Jewish lessons in.
What was it called? Was it called a name?
That was called the Yotze School.
We?
The Jewish school. Jewish school.
Jewish school. Ah, in Dutch.
In Dutch. It's Jotse school in Dutch.
And it was near to your house or very far?
Yes, it was near.
Near.
There were more.
And who was more at the teacher?
There we had Turksma, Mr. Kukuk, Zinger, Fontaine, Koltov, you know Sam Koltov?
Oh, never.
He's the president of the Irgun Holland in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
His brother,
his brother.
Yes. Yes. Later years. From him I got to Mishnah Ayot and so.
Let me ask you, these people you have mentioned taught you at the same time or one after another? Why did they change? Why somebody
came in another class.
Ah, I see. And what did you learn there? Every day you went there in the week?
Nearly every day.
After
Sunday. Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, sure.
Times.
Yeah. But that was till till 1930. Then I had the normal school and the Jewish school. But in 1930 started a typical school for a form of education that's called the Hasse Stelsel.
Which means?
That especially in The Hague they had it. There was a school where only Jewish boys and girls,
mm-hmm.
and we had, in that time, we had also Jewish lessons.
You mean?
So we went to school from, let me say, from 9 till 4.
Yes.
And then we had drawing and spelling and writing and so on. And geography and history.
Yeah. Yeah.
You had in the normal school.
Yes.
We went from school, from that school we went, and went to the other, to the Joodse school. To the school. And there we had the Nag and
when was it? After four?
That was after four.
After four.
And on a Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
But in that new system,
yes.
We went to school earlier.
Yes.
So let me say at 8:30.
Yes.
Then we had some Jewish.
Yes.
And then the normal things.
I see.
Counting.
Ah,
and
there's
a special. And afterwards we had something, still an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was not each day, but so that wasn't quite. It was incorporated with the
Jewish subject in the formal
Jewish subject and there were only Jewish and boys and girls.
And who were the teachers? Also Jewish?
Jewish teachers for the Jewish things.
Subject and?
Subject and Dutch kids and non-Jewish for the other thing.
How many classes were there in this new system?
Six. But I told you it's from 1930.
Yeah.
I had the first three classes.
Yes.
I had in a normal school.
Yes.
And fourth, fifth, and sixth, I went to that school.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's founded in 1930.
I see. But how many pupils were in one class?
I think about 30.
30, really? So it was a big school.
It was a big school. A very big school.
And the Jewish school.
Yes.
Quite very Jewish. Interesting. So you... And in this form, in this way, you learned also Jewish subjects and also some singing, maybe?
Some singing?
In the school?
Yes, we had singing in
but
the school.
But not Jewish, really.
Jewish?
Sometimes.
Yes, we had that. That was one of the... What's that? The fucking
subject.
The subject you had in the school.
Yes, singing.
Singing.
But what? That's the question.
Dutch songs.
Dutch songs, of course.
Dutch songs.
But not Jewish.
Not Jewish.
No.
Not Jewish. But I've always been in Jewish, what's that called, verenigingen, corporations.
Gevra.
Gevra. Our origin, and there we sang Jewish songs.
What kind of Hebra was that? A Zionistic Hebra?
Tzire Mizrahi.
And what kind of songs did you sing?
Israeli songs.
Really? Tell me, when was it? In which year?
That was in the 30s.
30s already?
Yeah.
How many youngsters came to the Tzire Mizrahi?
Tzire Mizrahi, I think in my time... We grew from, I think, 30 to 50. 50.
And once in a week you came together? Or twice in a week? Or when?
Surely once in a week, but I think more.
And was well,
also what our courses in.
Was it on Shabbat?
Also on Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Yes. And what? Onegay Shabbat, we had. I think we had once in 2 weeks we had Onegay Shabbat. But I don't remember.
What was the activity of such... Tzire Mizrahi. What did talking, singing,
singing, dancing? Oh, all used to say. And preparing for an aliyah.
In which way?
Say you must go.
But did you had a special profession which is good in Israel, which is...
No.
You mean a hashara?
We were not on hashara. Some of us went to hashara.
Mm-hmm.
Went on hashara. But most of them, very much of them, to go early enough and went to the gas chambers of...
I know. They perished there. Okay, what was your doing between 12 and 18?
I studied in high school.
High school.
In
Den
Haag. In Den Haag also.
And what did you study? What was
very interesting? Mathematics, languages, physics, chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
All.
Yeah, it was like normal.
Yeah, normal school.
Yes.
But that was not that that mixed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Of course, it was
only
Dutch. Dutch, of course.
And then I was. I mean, all those corporations I've been in.
The youth movement.
Youth movement and so on.
And in the synagogue. You just went with your father.
Yes. Then we had, there was a youth synagogue.
Mm-hmm.
Youth synagogue that was founded, I think, in 1934 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Founded a youth synagogue. And then I was, it was after my bar mitzvah. I went to the youth synagogue. And there I began as a chazan.
And who taught you as a chazan there? Who looked
after
you that everything is okay?
There was the head of the Jewish education. It was Mr. Reins.
Reins.
Yeah, first Kukuk.
Kukuk and afterwards Reins.
What was the first the Kukuk?
S. I don't know if you know Shlomo, I think Simeon, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I think Shlomo.
Yes, and this
S.M. Kuk. And he was the head of the Jewish school, the Yotze school.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The
this school which you...
Not of this. That was of... For... you must understand, there was only one of this type.
Uh-huh.
But other children, not all Jewish children, went to this school,
yes,
as I told
yes.
you that.
But before, you told that you went to a Jewish school.
That was the Yotze school.
There, he was...
was,
the,
he was